Bull Market, and let me tell you, it was a hit.
14,000. I must ask how you determined that you had that many people here, and how close to that was that being record territory here for attendance?
It is definitely the biggest attendance that we've had. Emporia Main Street works with a company called Placer AI, and it essentially is a company that is designed to help organizations like ourselves track attendance at events. So it is a very accurate count for how many people we actually had at the market. And it's really exciting to see those numbers. And, you know, I think we say we had about 14,000 or a little over 14,000 visits to the event. And 600 of those were coming from people from out of state.
Yeah, nicely done. Yeah, and let's see. Is registration open now for 2025?
You know it, and we already have not quite half of our spaces full. So we always allow our vendors to register the day of the event for the next year's event. And we had an influx of folks just ready to go. So the market's always on the second Saturday of September. Registration is now open for 2025. So if people are wanting to get into the fun and be a vendor, they just need to go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and you'll see it on our events listing.
Don't delay, basically, is what Jess is telling you at this point. Now's the time to
Don't delay. We had a waiting list of about 70 vendors at one point. So definitely don't delay.
Nicely done there. Well, let's see. Are we Appella this weekend?
Yes, so this weekend is busy, which is so exciting because we are helping host the annual Emporia High All-Class Reunion Weekend, Appella, and there's just a lot going on, so we thought, let's celebrate and promote all of these great activities. I heard you guys talking about Shock Fest. You know, Friday night, there's the Emporia High football game. Dynamic Disc is offering tours of their facility. I know that there's karaoke at Bourbon Cowboy. And then Saturday, there's so much fun with, again, Chalk Fest. We've got lots of local businesses that are going to be open. The ESU game is happening. And then we're just encouraging classes to, you know, use Saturday night to kind of spend that time for their individual class parties and get-togethers.
Yeah, don't forget Zubru at the David Trailer Zoo Friday night.
That's right, and Zubru. There's just so many things happening, and we're also doing tours at the high school. So if you are an Emporia High alum, you can go over to Emporia Main Street's website, and again, on the events column, you'll see the Appella icon. You can just click on that and get a listing of all the different things that are going on and, you know, how to get tickets to the Zubru, how to sign up for a high school tour. And so even if your class isn't, like, having a formal get-together, there's still so many things to do to come down and check out and hopefully run into some old classmates.
All right, we'll get you back on to talk about Can the Bods and the ESU Homecoming Parade. Jess, we're out of time here this morning. Thank you much. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. Jessica Buchholz, Emporia Main Street here on a Wednesday morning, 6:56.
Whenever it's time for our kids to get back into the rhythm of school, we challenge them to start reading a little more and to do some homework to get their brains jump-started before they get into the classroom. Yeah, we're real fun parents. We gave our 9-year-old daughter a math sheet to do, and she returned it to me so fast that I was sure there'd be some mistakes on it. But when I looked it over, it was perfect. I told her, great job, I'm really proud of how much you remembered from last year. She replied, oh, I didn't remember anything. The calculator made it really easy, though. Shortcuts are quick, but often not helpful in the long run. Remember, there are no shortcuts to intimacy with the Father. Your relationship with Him is like your relationship with anybody else. You'll only get to know Him if you spend intentional time with Him. This is Jordan Steinman with 12th Avenue Baptist Church. For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer with Kohlmeyer Dental.
KBOE 656. 68 degrees on a Wednesday morning, time for our first look at sports. And with that, here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. The Kansas City Royals blinked in the 10th inning as Detroit wins the series last night with a 3-1 victory over KC. Each team scratched out 7 hits. But no runs were scored in regulation after the third inning. Bobby Witt Jr. stole his 30th base. He's the first shortstop in Major League history with multiple 30-30 seasons. Lucas Irsig balked the winning run over to third before the Tigers drove it in. Cole Reagan's seven innings, but a no decision. Series wraps up today in KC on KVOE. Emporia High Boys Soccer extending its winning streak to 2, a 2-1 victory over Hayden last night in the home opener. Junior Kevin Magana gave the Spartans a 1-0 lead with his first of two goals in the 13th minute. Hayden tied the game on a penalty kick, and then Magana converted on a penalty kick of his own in the second half to give the Spartans the final margin. Emporia High back in action Monday hosting Mays South. Emporia High volleyball team went 2-0 at the Tonganoxie Triangular yesterday, opening up with a 3-set win over Tonganoxie, then completing a sweep of the day with a sweep over Baldwin. They'll be hosting their first Triangular on Thursday facing Salina South and Topeka West. And the Chiefs have reunited with running back Kareem Hunt. Hunt joining the Chiefs practice squad. The move comes after Isaiah Pacheco was diagnosed with a broken leg. He is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Hunt, drafted by KC in the third round of the 2017 NFL Draft, had two productive seasons with the team before being released.